2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The life of Coach Jerry Sloan. Special coverage on KSL's Unrivaled.
All right, welcome back. Special edition of KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell out of town right now, and boy, I know Scott would be missing being able to talk about the coach. Certainly not going to be our last moments being able to hang out and chat about the impact that Jerry Sloan had on the folks here in the state of Utah. You know, how many times we've talked about Coach on this show. I want to thank all of our guests that came on in short order today. I mean, you know, the getting the news of Coach Sloan's death was not a shock at all. I mean, the reality was, as we had heard from the organization, that it would probably be within the next couple of days. And we had had a couple of scares here and there. I think we've all sort of prepared ourselves. But what happened was, is we were able to really think about the man who brought amazing basketball and some of the greatest moments of people's lives as they grew up in the state of Utah watching their Utah Jazz. And so this is a massive loss for the state of Utah, massive loss, of course, for the Sloan family. And we're so glad that we're able to actually have a part of that here. I wanted to play a little something today before we got into our up close. Jalen Rose today on ESPN, just, you know, he played against a lot of these teams that Jerry Sloan had out on the floor. And I just thought his, you know, probably minute-long dedication to the coach when we heard about his passing earlier today was pretty cool. So here's Jalen Rose on ESPN talking about Coach Jerry Sloan and the effect he had on the game of basketball.
It's a tough day for the NBA family, and I want to send prayers and condolences out to his family, to all of the Utah Jazz supporters. As somebody that's a part of the NBA family and competed so many years against Jerry Sloan's teams, for anybody that know about Jerry Sloan, the player, they mirrored the exact man out on the floor. Because as a player, he was really tough. He was feisty. He was authentic. As he talked to the media, as he dealt with his teams were so very disciplined. The wings ran hard all of the time. The bigs constantly ran from the front of the rim to the front of the rim. Every single time. They didn't take shortcuts. They didn't really switch on screens. You could nail one of their guys on the screen. He expects that guy to recover and fight through because that was the type of person and the type of player that he was. And the Jazz get overlooked a lot in the history of the game. They had two of the greatest players of all time in Karl Malone and John Stockton. But we got to make sure that we acknowledge Jerry Sloan is one of the greatest coaches of all time.
So I thought that was pretty poignant. There was like, look, I played against this guy, but I think that we forget about what he was as a player because we didn't televise those games like we do now. You know, we don't talk about players were almost myths, you know, mythological beings. I mean, the guy's got his number retired by the Bulls. I mean, that's how good he was, by the Chicago Bulls. So it's been an interesting day here. But I just want to say thanks to all the folks who participated in the show this evening on KSL's Unrivaled. And yeah, next week we're going to have a lot of time to be able to decompress and kind of go over some of these things as well. So thanks so much for joining the program this evening and for being a part of the show. We'll be back for more. The KSL Up Close is next right here on KSL News Radio. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's the KSL Up Close here on KSL News Radio. Thanks for being with us. A special guest this week from Ameritech College of Healthcare. And this is a big deal because during a time and all this week, we've been honoring high school graduates from across the state here on KSL News Radio. And I think this is a great time to honor the folks who have graduated from the Ameritech College of Health as well, who had their graduation this week. William Jones, Board of Trustees, Ameritech College, and also an Ameritech College graduate class of 2020. Congratulations, Will.
Alex, thanks very much. It feels good.
And so how does that work, being on the Board of Trustees and also going to school at the same time?
You know, it initiated where I really wanted to go through the program to find ways where we could make the student journey better and look for ways to improve the college. And you know, working in the hospitals and doing all the clinical shifts and now graduating as of last month, and then our ceremony was yesterday. It was just, I found out that I really enjoy being a nurse.
So I think a lot of people are kind of getting to know, I think, a little bit more here on KSL News Radio over the past month, what Ameritech College of Healthcare is. But what is it to you? I mean, now as a person who's attended the school and somebody who's on the board, explain to somebody who might be listening what you guys focus on the most. And right now, healthcare is top of the mind for everybody.
We just celebrated our 40th anniversary, and we are known most for our nursing program. We have over 1,000 nursing students, associate degree, bachelor degree, master's degrees in nursing. We have some other healthcare programs like occupational therapy, but nursing is the core of what we do.
You guys have how many graduates in this year's class, by the way? People who got to virtually walk this week.
188.
That's awesome.
A little over 150 are nursing graduates.
And so how does it work now? I mean, these are folks who have already probably doing their classroom work, so to speak, and already in hospitals and doing work. What's next for the graduating class of nurses out of Ameritech College of Healthcare? Because it's I assume it's just jumping right back in and getting to work now again.
That's right. Most of them during their clinical rotations while they were student developed relationships, whether it was an emergency department or an ICU or labor and delivery, and those relationships translate into jobs more often than usual. Most, as you say, most of them are just going right to work. Some of them want to take the summer off, but
sure.
In most cases, they're going right into their job.
Graduates are employed at about 40 different institutions coming right out of school. I'm looking at here, 95% of graduates staying in Utah to work. We love to hear that because, you know, obviously the need is big right here at home. But these are jobs that everybody need right now. And so, you know, you going back and jumping into school, that's an amazing thing to do. And what about the rest of the class who says, you know, I'm getting into nursing to do this, and what is it that drives their passion to go back to school and to be able to go to Ameritech College of Healthcare and get their RN or to, you know, become an MA or an OT or do OTA stuff, or what is it that really drives the graduates from Ameritech who want to get into healthcare?
That's a good question because there is a lot of emotion behind the contributions that people feel they want to give. There's a lot of pride that goes into providing care for someone who's maybe at a very difficult moment in their life. We get lots of different reasons that are quite touching in many cases. I think in one case of Nicole, who was just talking about her mother, who was a nurse, who passed away 4 years ago, and she wants to carry on the family tradition. And there are just hundreds of stories like that all the time where it's wanting to go above and beyond. It's wanting to give back. It's wanting to contribute to their state or their country. And it becomes quite an emotional profession. It's,
right.
It's very rewarding to watch.
Will Jones joining us here on KSL's Unrivaled for our KSL Up Close. If you want to find out more information about a nursing education and jumping into that field, and I know you guys are still offering, the online nursing is something that you guys offer, and going into the online part of school, that's something you guys are also jumping into as well as right along with the rest of the education system here in the United States, right?
That's right. I mean, the difference between online and virtual is that virtual, the classes are happening in real time from the faculty who've had to adjust from going from shoulder to shoulder classroom-like settings to something that is through the computer, through applications like Zoom. We do still have our critical care simulations and our lab work on the ground within the constraints that we're all working
sure.
under, of course, keeping distant from one another appropriately so, and in small groups. So there is still some on-ground stuff, but until we get over this hump of COVID-19, the classroom work is being done virtually.
For more information on the nursing education you could receive, visit ameritech.edu. That's ameritech.edu. Will, thanks for hanging out with us today. Congratulations on your recent graduation, and congratulations on being a part of Ameritech.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.